Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, what power is in that name? How glorious is that exalted name? What can that name do for you? Can it save you from a falling tree on your house? Can it save you from a tornado disaster? We're going to praise this great name. Jesus, 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 we love you, we thank you, we worship you.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the creator of this planet Earth, the creator of trillions of planets, the father of this planet. We thank you for being the father and creator of planet Earth. Thank you for pleading to the Father for changing it to humans with dense bodies that we can overcome on this planet and become gods and goddesses. We thank you for that, Jesus. We love you. We have an in-depth to you. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you for implanting the Ghost Holy, which is your spirit, inside of each human being on this planet. We thank you for that. We thank you for that Christ consciousness within us, that divine Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, we love you. We praise you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 we adore you, Jesus.
Oh, divine Holy Spirit, divine Covenor, divine Holy Helper, thank you for renewing all the cells of my body. Thank you for giving me health. Thank you for helping me in every millisecond of my life.
Sweet silver bell.
Because you are closer than hands and feet.
Ding-dong-ding-dong.
You are always with me. You're with me through the trials, the tribulations. You're there. You're the God that we are trusting on every moment of our lives. Thank you for protecting me as I sleep. Thank you for being around me through the power of the name Jesus that the demons flee. Thank you for the peace of mind. Oh, we thank you, divine Holy Helper, Jesus Spirit, which is the name Jesus is above every name. Thank you for that powerful name. That name has a power. And thank you for us realizing it and activating it. We love you. We praise you. We gratify you. You are adored from our inner being to our outer being. We thank you for all that radiant light all through our cells and the body. Thank you for that. Thank you for illuminating us. Thank you for illuminating our minds, the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious mind. We love you. We praise you through the power of the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus.
Once you Jesus,
oh. Lord Jesus' name, sing a new song. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Right here on June 14, Flag Day in the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, Jesus. We are here live giving you greetings all the way from Shangri-La, Thailand, the land of sunshine, thunderstorms, monsoons, all kind of excitement. We had a two-day revival over in the great Holy Ghost state of Washington yesterday and the day before. My brother and I, he went one direction, I went another, and we got some stories to tell. I tell you, we are excited to be here. Let us get excited as we chant the name,
Jesus,
baby.
You got that right.
Glory to Jesus.
Jesus, baby, is the most powerful name in the universe and beyond. Those that don't believe it, you haven't tried it, you haven't been folded in it, you haven't used it. When we was in the Northwest, one of my experiences is that we stay up in the forest up there, and we had to cut some trees. And so I hired a tree cutter, and so basically we was cutting trees, and this one tree I was wondering about, it's cutting. It was leaning one way, but then some told me, hey, I don't know about this, but he said, well, I don't need to tie that. So he cut the tree, and the tree started falling the opposite way towards the house. And, man, I called the name of Jesus because this is a big tree. It
didn't the guy say pray?
And the guy did say, you know, like my mother and brother said, the guy did say, we should pray, because that tree, it would have crashed on the house. It's a big tree. But by using the powerful name of Jesus, that tree was falling one direction. It stopped. It literally stopped. It was falling back, and it stopped. Because when the tree starts to fall, it's going to fall. And it stopped right in the tracks. The guy had to climb on the tree, tie it up, and then he had to put some hinges on it. Then he had to pull his truck to make it fall another direction. Now, this tree is cut three quarters away, and it started to fall back. Imagine, nature doesn't play. You know, it comes in. That's why I say, those who are in nature are close to God. You have to be, because when you're in nature, nature doesn't play. You know, you got to abide by its rules. If something does happen, align, then you call on the power, Jesus, which I did, and he kept saying, God, but I say, oh, Jesus, baby. And that tree stopped. It had to stop because of the power of the name. You say the power of the name, then you have what? You have the intelligence around it that's closer than hands and feet. Then you have the angels that's going to come there. Then you have the gods that's going to come in. You have all this power. So you don't think that tree is going to stop? It had to stop. Even though it's going backwards towards the house, it had to stop right there. It had to wait till he get up there. Now, it's going backwards, but he got up on the tree, climbing the tree, put a rope on it, and then we had to do it another direction. Now, that is the power of the name. You want to exclaim the power? You can explain it because you've been in that situation. It's many situations that we have been in, my brother and I, that the power of the name, when you say the name, see, it's a power. And it's sad to see that the Christian church in America don't use that power. They don't use the power of the name. You got it. You can't say Lord. It's many lords, the scriptures say. It's many gods under the lordship of Jesus Christ. But Jesus is the power. He has a power that's supreme. And by using that name, things have to happen. They have to. That is Jesus' law on the third dimensional realm, baby. Jesus, you use that name, it has to happen. Power, especially if you're living the life, it hasn't, and even sometimes if you don't live it, through the mercy of Jesus Christ, he'll have it happen. Isn't that right, my loving brother?
That's right, sweetheart. You hit it right on the thumbs. And you know, while I was in the Great Northwest also with my brother, but he was at one territory, as you say, over by his house, and I was in another area with the Hugging Revival, and it just took about that, the name. My brother said that tree was coming toward him and the house, And the guy said, pray, pray, pray. And so they gave a license to my brother to say, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus. And so, like you said, when they call on the name of the Son of God, sweetheart, the tree stopped and it went another direction. Who can hold back the power of the Lord Jesus Christ? There is too much proof. There is too much experience that shows the power of this great name. This name is supreme above every name. The book of the Philippians, second chapter, it says God, the eternal Father, Jehovah, has highly exalted his Son. He didn't exalt him. It said he highly exalted his Son, Jesus Christ, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is supreme, Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So that's why we know that we know that we know that we know, and the power of Jesus Christ. It is too real. It is too cool. It is too hot. It is too glorious. It is all supreme, all glorious. And it's just pathetic that the Christian churches are singing these silly, I'm not going to say silly ass songs, I'm just going to say silly songs. And they be singing them, and they don't have Jesus in them, my brother. You know, Jesus had me listen to some of them silly heads singing on the television programs, religious programs, and some of the churches. And I say, how can you sing a song for 6 minutes and 14 seconds and not have the great name of Jesus in it? Something is wrong with that picture. What would you say that, my brother?
Oh, definitely something is wrong. They don't have the Ghost Holy.
Oh, that's what it is.
The Ghost Holy. When you have the Ghost Holy,
okay,
the Ghost Holy helps you praise that name. It assists you, you know. When you have the Ghost Holy, you can't just praise it of yourself. You got to have a power, and that power is Jah Jesus Christ. That's the power of the Ghost Holy within you, and you have the power of praise. See, it's a power. It's not just saying it. Some people just say, yo, Jesus Christ. No power, no authority, no nothing. They say Jesus, and through his mercy, sometimes things happen, like my loving brother said it would.
Right. That's right, baby. So, see, that name, a supreme name, it is too real, too glorious, all-inclusive love, all-inclusive power. It skedaddles demons in the hell. It puts schizophrenia vibrations at bay, because the name of Jesus Christ is the supreme name of all healing, all love, all forgiveness, all mercy, all compassion. I'll say it again, all mercy, all mercy, all mercy. Mercy comes from the Son of God, who giveth the Holy Spirit, the great eternal power of the universe that dwelleth and liveth within our sacred temples. It is high time that the Christian church wake up and become the Christian church. They're too busy serving Chris and not Christ, you see, because they keep going on. They must have served Chris Rock, the great comedian, you see, because Christ is the solid rock we stand. All other ground is seeking sand. And so when people really have a value system, like my brother was talking to the tree master, and the tree guy, he was a Christian, supposedly, the guy said he was. And he said, oh, yeah, go, God, God, you know, God was with me. My brother said, yeah, Jesus was with us. Then the guy finally had to say, well, yeah, you know, Jesus was with us. He didn't put a jaw on the Jesus, but at least he said Jesus. So people, and especially the so-called Christians, they got a problem by not exalting the Son of God. But we're here to let you know that that name is to be worshipped and to be glorified, to be exalted. Jesus is a God. A lot of people don't know that. They think he's just a man only. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's why we said Merry Christmas at the very beginning. Jesus Christ was born through a virgin birth. No sexual reproduction. Not the will of man. No dicks involved. No penis. No Johnson, whatever slang you want to call it. That long rod. He was born by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost conceived in Mother Maria, or Mother Marie. And Maria was told that this holy thing that shall be in thee shall be the Son of God. And he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And his name shall be called Jesus. Jesus. For Jesus shall save his people from their sins. And so Maria, or Marie, she was excited. And she said, happy shall be I am. For I am glad in the Lord Jehovah, who announced this, that I shall bring forth his great Son, my Savior, into the world. It's imperative, sweethearts, that we become focused and glory in Jesus Christ. It's imperative to not be allergic, but become involved and become in love with the name of God, Jesus Christ. You saints and you Christians, and you said you believe in Annalise Karen and Christine Mercy, who wrote those great books of the name of Jesus Christ, and you don't worship Jesus Christ, you got a problem, sweetheart, big time. And the volume called the Man Triumphant, volume 6, and I told you that yesterday, on page 59, 60, and 61, it says, in the glory and the face of Christ is this great majesty and this great light. And in the face and in the eyes of Jesus of Nazareth is enfolded all the love of the universe, all the love of infinity. So if all that love is manifesting in the blessed eyes of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, why do you not value him? Also, the Christmas message, along with the Easter message, is the great and glorious assassination of Jesus Christ. The great blood that was sacrificed for humankind. Now, think about that. Jesus Christ, once and for all, he was sacrificed before the foundation of the world. We were all spirit children in existence up in the heavenly realm. And we were in the great classroom of love and light. And we beheld Jesus Christ being assassinated in the heavenlies. It said he was assassinated, crucified, King James Version, before the foundations of the world. That must have been eons ago, that before the foundation of planet Earth, we witnessed the supreme sacrifice, what he was going to do, which means he had already pleaded to the Father in spirit realm to be able to come to the Earth. And it was approved by Jehovah that Jesus will come in the flesh and give his life, a ransom for many. And so the great first spirit, our divine brother Enoch of old, believed it. And we also, we here in the latter day, and we rejoice, and we worship Jesus in the heavenlies. And we discover that he was totally worthy of worship. That's why the angels had a stink up in the heavenlies. They got jealous because Jesus Christ was chosen and selected by Almighty God to be the Son of God, and the Almighty Father allowed us to give an electoral vote, to vote for Jesus Christ or not vote for Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, the Lamb who we shed the blood on the tree on the planet Earth. Well, I thank Jesus that my brother and I and many others voted yes for Jesus Christ to come to the Earth and to do his thing. And so the word has been given to us, and the command and the etiquette has been given in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 6, which most ministers are allergic to reading it. And God said, the great Jehovah, the Father said, let all angelic beings worship my beloved Son or firstborn who is coming into the world. Now, people are going around saying that there's no etiquette to worship Jesus, or the Son of God, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, there is. I just told you. Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 6. And if you read that whole chapter, it's glorious. It speaks about how Jesus Christ's name is far superior, supremely greater than all the angels, all the chameleons, gazillions of angels, that no name equals the name of the Son of God. No stature of any being can equal this great God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Did he say great God? Yes, I did. Did I say great God, my brothers?
You certainly did.
And Jesus Christ is a great God. Let me give you some scripture background. Now, in the 14th chapter of the book of St. John, I believe it's verse 6, Jesus speaking, he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. That's a separate, distinct article, A, N, and the. Believe also in me. It's like, you believe in God, that's the Father God Almighty, the great Jehovah, that ain't enough. He said, now you got to believe in me, the Son. And then Jesus began to explain, in your temple, or in my Father's house, are many mansions, and if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you, I'd go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself, and all that good news. Then Philip, he said, well, the Lord Jesus, show us the way. We don't know the way. And he said, also, show us the Father to turn us on. It'll suffice us. And Jesus Christ gave him a wonderful, sharp, beautiful, loving rebuke. Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? And then Felipe, his eyes must get bigger than Chris Tucker. If you ever saw the motion picture, The Fifth Element, how his eyes get really big. But anywho, Felipe was mind was open. he began to see the glory of God inside of Jesus. He began to recognize that Jesus is equal to God. Is that true, my brother? Jesus is equal to God?
Definitely so.
So if Jesus is equal to God, that's very powerful. That is extremely exalted beyond exaltation. It's glorious because Jesus told them, he that has seen me has seen the Father. Why are you saying she was the Father? I am the glory of the Father. I am the bright and morning star. I am the light of the world, John 8:12. I am the supreme leader. I am the supreme Son of God. I am the God of very God, begotten and not made, full of glory, full of light, full of compassion. I am the Father, and I am the Son. I am the Father because I am glorified with light. I am the Son because I made flesh my tabernacle, said the living Jesus. That's the original text in St. John, the first chapter. And I'll quote some more verses. So it shows you, sweethearts, that this great, 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 great Jesus Christ is a God. He is worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be acknowledged, and his name is to be held high. The book of Psalms says, I, Jehovah, I exalt my word, which is his son, Jesus, above all my own Jehovah name. That means that the supreme name is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's name, the Son of God, is to be exalted on this earth more than the Father. Is that legal to say, my loving brother?
Very legal.
You see, it can, technically, Jehovah has no jurisdiction on planet earth, in case you guys didn't know that. He has given all jurisdiction to the Son. It is in the jurisdiction of the Son of God that the Son of God dispensates the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is through the Lord Jesus Christ that baptizes the souls with the Holy Spirit. Anyone that wants this power, they got to go and become in love with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. If you hate the Son of God, you won't get no ghost holy facts and truth. If you in love with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, you repent of your sins, become baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission and forgiveness of your sins, then you are guaranteed to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you see. But you've got to be in love with the great Son of God, Jesus Christ. So, St. John, the first chapter, and quoting from His Royal Majesty King James Version, and then I will add the Glory to Jesus Version in there. Now, it says in the first chapter, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this is what the ministers don't want to quote. The same chapter, the same verse, and the same was in the beginning with God. That shows you that's Jesus. In the beginning the Word was with the Father Almighty, with the fireball of glory, and he was classified as God with the God. Now, the New World Translation says, more accurately, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God, and the same was in the beginning with God. It shows you the distinct individual personality. Now, and it goes on and says, and him and Jesus was the light of life, and Jesus is a dispenser of this eternal light. And the light lighteth every man who cometh into the world. That's a lot of glory right there. Jesus Christ given the authority and the power to light every soul that is born on planet Earth with this spark of divinity or spark of light in his soul. That's grand tabernacle right there. And then it goes on down to say, and the worlds were made by him and for him and through him and of him, and the Word was made flesh. And this is the glory of the only begotten of the Father, for the grace and for the truth. Now, let me give you the Amplified Glory to Jesus Version. In the beginning, Word was Jesus is I am. And the Word I am Jesus was with God. And the great Word I am Jesus was the same as God and equal to God. And he was in the beginning with God before all things existed. Jesus Christ was with the Father before time was time. Before infinity ever into infinity, Jesus the Christ was with God the Father. All things were made by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All life was given through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, all creation manifests. Through Jesus Christ, all creation was created. All humans that are born of woman was created and formulated by the Lord Jesus Christ. Jehovah God created two beings, three if you got the deep records, but we'll just stay with the Atibadom and Laiva, or as they know in English, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were created by Jehovah the Father. That was his first DNA, RNA, radiant light experience. Bringing their spirit from heaven, because we all existed in the heavenlies. And God took the dirt of the ground, which was Adam within the rays of light, and formed man. He wasn't born a child. He was created a human adult. And that experiment was cool, because they had a free choice. But then you heard the story, they fell. The lady ate the fruit, and the husband wasn't strong enough to say, hey, put that fruit down or don't eat that. Don't listen to that cattle talking to you. And anywho, the fail came, or the fall. But Jesus Christ had a backup plan. Now remember, Jesus Christ had already been slain in heaven. Eons. Now think about that. A lot of people don't think about that. They think about the crucifixion on planet Earth in Jerusalem and Calvary, Mount Calvary's cross area. But think about in the heavenly realm. Before we ever took on human form, we spirit children saw our elder brother, our mighty God, the glorious Jesus Christ, was assassinated in the heavens, and we rejoiced. Why? Because we knew that was a great sacrifice that mankind could be redeemed. And that sacrifice was far greater than the heifers, the pigeons, the turtle doves, and all that kind of good stuff. I don't know why I'm going this way, my brother. I didn't plan to go this way. I think the Holy Spirit is leading me. What would you say?
Definitely so.
Yes, indeed, baby. But anywho, so the power of Jesus Christ is supreme. That's all we got to tell you. The top line, the bottom line, the middle line, the in-between line, that the power of Jesus Christ makes it real. We're living in the AD days. This is Domina Domini, after the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the glory of Easter is all about, the resurrection. And some people say, well, Easter in the Bible, yes, it is, in the original King James Version, is there. Like I told you last time, on the Easter time season, Easter was a celebration of the energy of the Holy Ghost indwelling in everything, omnipresent energy, omnipresent Holy Spirit, in all creation, all human beings, all flowers and trees, and the sun, moon, and stars, all Jupiter and Mars and beyond. And the people rejoice. And that divine being, Frida, got a revelation about the Holy Spirit coming, because she knew that Jesus was going to be the giver. And so they were rejoicing and giving great praise to Jesus Christ, who was going to be assassinated and resurrect, and all the glory to him because of this greatness and his love. And then there was another celebration. It was with Frigga. I believe her name was Frigga, the goddess of spring. So a lot of people get those two mixed up because they don't know that there was a pagan celebration of Easter. Then there was a positive side of Easter. And that's why a lot of the Christian churches are scared to use the word Easter. But that's okay, sweethearts. We're here to let you know. We educate you. It's okay. You know, you don't have to celebrate the rabbits and the Easter bunny. That's with the pagan side. But even if you do with the kids, I'm not to judge you, and neither am I going to knock you down for it. The good news, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the light of the universe, the resurrected Messiah, the glory of the world, the glory of the universe, the Lord of the universe, the supreme God. Jesus Christ has all this authority, and Jesus Christ has all this power. And that's why it is imperative that humanoids on planet Earth worship Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the one that created every human being that's on this planet. He assigned us our glorious sexes, and he assigned us our race, everything. Jesus Christ is creator. Book of Colossians, this is chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. It tells you right out that Jesus Christ is before all things, before all thrones, before all dominion. Everything moves, motivates, guided by Jesus Christ. All energy flows through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the director of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the giver of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is the forgiver of all sinners. Jesus Christ is the light within our souls. Jesus Christ is the person that took on human form, the very God of God, God of very God, begotten and not made, manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, taken up into glory. It is Jesus Christ, whose great name that we must be baptized in, we pray in, and we worship him. Jesus Christ is supreme. He is not superior. He is not a nice guy. He is the supreme Lord of all, the King of all kings, the Lord of the universe, sweethearts. This great Jesus Christ, I tell you, when you become infatuated with Jesus Christ, you can get the Holy Spirit in an instant, because when you wrap your arms around Jesus Christ wraps his arms around you, and Jesus Christ gives you this powerful energy known as the Holy Spirit of love. This Holy Spirit is just extreme. It's to be glorified. It's to be exalted in your temple. Remember, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the temple, and we are the church of Jesus Christ. We are the true church that worship Jesus Christ. If you don't worship Jesus Christ, if you're not in love with Jesus Christ, you don't belong to the Church of Christ. You are an infidel. Now, if you want to be really, really close and want to be really serious, only the word ecclesiasticus or ecclesia, the Church of Christ. And also, there's another word in the Greek. There's ecclesios, ecclesia. The word ecclesia, which means the perfect church of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ promised to make us perfect as we live in him. You see, because every baptized believer and lover and Holy Spirit-filled saint is to be magnified in the light of Jesus Christ, is to become perfected in the spirit of Jesus Christ, is to be involved in Jesus Christ. How much proof do you need that Jesus Christ is worthy of worship? You heard my brother said about the tree that could have fell on his house and could have damaged my brother, but the tree master said, pray. My brother prayed to Jesus, and Jesus immediately stopped the tree from falling. When I had seizures long time ago when I was a young laddie, and I got tired of them seizures, and I prayed to God the Father, and it seemed like he was on strike or on vacation. I know he wasn't, but it seemed like I didn't get much results. But when I prayed to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, immediately that seizure left my temple. I'm so happy today. I'm able to speak with a dialect of power and light. I'm able to speak different languages beside Hindu, Aramaic. I even speak English, the fourth language. So, glory to Jesus Christ. You see, the power of the name, sweetheart. My brother told you experience. I had experience. We had many experiences, as some I mentioned before. But that's a major deal in my life when I had them seizures, and it took a control of me, and I kept talking to God, and like I said, I'm not getting nowhere with the grandfather. I'm going to talk to the young God, Jesus. And when I talked to the young God, Jesus, at a young age, Jesus Christ came to my refuge. He came to my rescue. That's why I know the name of Jesus Christ is real. The person of the Son of God is real. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ is real. This is real indeed, sweethearts. And this cannot be denied, because there are millions of people that are coming to the Lord Jesus Christ today from Iran, Pakistan, Iraq, many of the Islamic republics, and many from the Hindu country, the great India, many people from Jamaica, from the islands, Haiti, and the Louisiana, United States of America, people from Mexico, people from Hawaii, and even here in the great Shangri-La, Thailand. People, sweethearts, are coming to the true God. Let me quote the scripture, 1 John 5:20. 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 20. And we have come to know him that is true. And we are in him, even Jesus Christ, that is true. For this is the true God and eternal life. Look at that scripture, my brother. That made Jesus Christ equal right with God the Father. You see, it said, and we have come to know him that is true. Let me give it to you in the Glory to Jesus version, the Amplified Up. And we have come to know Jesus Christ, who is true, and one with God the Father. And we are in Jesus Christ, who is true, like God the Father. And we know that this is the true and living God, Jesus Christ. This is eternal life and Jesus Christ. Look at that, sweetheart. When you put the Amplified version mingled with the original Glory to Jesus version, it takes all those pronouns, but the pronosticators, and puts in right who you're talking to, right who you're talking to, right who you're talking about. Just like the Lord's Supper, Psalm 23. Jesus Christ is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jesus Christ makes me lie down in green pastures. Jesus Christ leads me beside the still waters. Jesus Christ restores my soul. I will dwell in the temple of Jesus Christ forever. Or you can say in the original, I will dwell in Jesus Christ forever. Because when you're dwelling inside of Jesus Christ, you're dwelling, your body is the house of God. We are the temple of Jesus. So therefore, by us living inside the spirit of Jesus Christ, my God, this is excitement, my brother. This is just too good. I can go home right now. Glory to Jesus. Let me turn it over to you, baby. Hallelujah.
Jesus, baby. My brother got it going on. You definitely, the power of the name.
Yes.
The power is so powerful. You have to experience this power. We talk about it, but you have to get into the spirit of Jesus. Now, in the scripture, it says that it was hid up from the foundation of the world, the Christ in you.
Yes.
Now, back in times, like in Atlanta times, and then Mu. See, when they lived in that land, that energy was radiating. They were glowing. They saw the energy. It was working so. It was working so that it had positive and negative. So the energy was really activating. So it was activating at a point that it had a few people that did negative, and it destroyed the whole world. I mean, it just destroyed that world because of the negative use of the Christ light, of the Ghost Holy. In this day, Jesus' day, Jesus said, I have a plan. You're going to have to really work to get this. I'm not going to let you see the glory. Because, see, those people back in the day, they were looking at the glory of themselves. See, they were like, when you had the light, you could see the light. The light was brilliant around you. In the ancient Africa, it was brilliant. They got big-headed, and they thought they were God. They saw all this other stuff. They thought they could do what they want to do. And this day, Jesus said, okay, I got a better plan, Father. And that's what he pleaded for years. So then the Father said, okay, you're going to be the Father. You're going to do all the creation. I'm going to let you have all jurisdiction. I have nothing to do with this. You're the power. Your name is going to be the power of this planet. And so, Jesus created this world, the fifth world. It's hard. It wasn't like the Father world. It's a total difference. You see how hard this wood and everything is? His wasn't like that, you know. So, and the reason, see, Jesus knows what he's doing. The reason he did it, you can do the hell what you want, but then what's going to happen, it's going to happen to the person. You're going to die because you have to die because he don't want you to live forever in your sins. So he created this world. And this world is a blessing because those who do negative, they're going to eliminate from the world. It's not going to be like a few before and they destroyed that whole world. Then the first world, then you have the second world, then you have the third world, and the fourth. Now we're in the fifth world. This is Jesus' world. And Jesus' world, very smart, very intelligent. He created this world so you can sin, you can do all the stuff. And the people that are in this world, you're not going to see the Christ light. You're not. See, before, they would levitate. They had the power that they could levitate. They could do all these things. That was real. You read the Bhagavad Gita and all this stuff. That stuff was real. They could do that. They travel by thought. They communicated by thought. All that's real. They had that power to do that. The creation, everything that says it's mentioned. They did that. In this world, you're not going to be able to do that until you are a transfigured being. Until you love Jesus. First, you got to get his power. And see, get his power. You got to love Jesus, like my loving brother said. As you love Jesus, as you praise Jesus, then the Ghost Holy come upon you. Okay, now you're in the driver's seat. You can start to drive now. You have some power. So you start using this power,
as you praise the ghost holy within you that's closer than hands and feet, that's with you 24/7. So you start to acknowledge this Holy Ghost. You start to praise and reverence it. You start to glorify it. You start to give thanksgiving. And then as you do this, your body becomes more glorified. Your body becomes more youthful. You become more just a dynamic person. And then you get to the point that you become transfigured. Transfigured means born of the Spirit. People say they're born of the Spirit. No, you're not born of the Spirit until you become, again, to the fourth dimension. That's the dimension where you can go here and there. You can go by thought. You can do the powers that the first, the second, and third, and fourth world do. You can levitate. You can do all these things. You can commune by thought. All that. You cannot get that. Some people have a little portion of it, but you can't get that full power until you're in love with Jah Jesus, you get his ghost holy, and you're a transfigured being. And then even then, you won't see them do this power. And even then, if they live on the earth here, wherever they may be, you won't know they're transfigured because they're in disguise. They are covered up. And plus, you don't have the all-seeing eye open. You don't have the third eye where you can see it. So Jesus did that intentionally so you won't be boasting, look at me. Because before the other civilizations did that, and Jesus said, I got a plan. This is my plan, that everybody can overcome, they have a chance. And then once you become born in the Spirit, you can't go back. It's no turning back. After you're born in the Spirit, that's it. You can't go back to negative. You cannot. Now, while you're in the physical world on your way to it, it's a possibility. But if you have the power of the Holy Ghost, see, the power prevents you from going back. It's the power. And when you get the fullness of the Holy Ghost power, it's no turning back. But that power is here for us to get and use. And on our journey, we get more. And as we praise and glorify that ghost holy, and with the power of the name, like my brother says, Jah Jesus, you're praising that name, you're becoming more glorified. You don't see it. It's a reason. Because some people get really flamboyant in their ego, look at me. And that's what happened in the ancient civilization. Look at me glowing. Look at my blue light. Look at my Christ light. Look what I can do. I can do this. I can do that. Then they fail. Because they were really egomaniacs, basically what you say, because they weren't into the humbleness and the glory and the power of the Holy Ghost, and they didn't give the glory to where it should be given. They gave it to themselves. So this time, it can't do it that way, because Jesus had a great plan. Very great master, Jah Jesus. I give homage to him, because through that, we can overcome. Through that, we can become gods and goddesses. Through him, we can do that. He knows the hell he's doing. He is the creator. He created our bodies. Who thought of the body? He created this body, not Jehovah. Like we said before, Jehovah has no jurisdiction on this planet. He's a very powerful being, very loving being, just a glorious being. But he gave all powers to Jah Jesus. And Jah Jesus is the Father. He is the creator of this planet. He created the planet Earth the way it is today. Everyone that's born of a woman is Jah Jesus' territory.
Amen.
Listen again. Everyone that's born of a woman is Jah Jesus' territory. That's it. And he came the way he came to, and he loved the planet so much. He came to this planet and died, shed his blood. He loved you so much. And even the Father, you want to go out with those heathens? You know what they're going to be doing? I had four worlds. Look what they did. You want to go down there with those nigger bikes? You want to do that? Jah Jesus said, yes, I love every one of them. And he came down to this planet. Jehovah so loved, he sent his son. And the son had to have a lot of love. And you know what? The Father is more merciful because of the son. Can you believe that?
Yes.
He told me, I'm more merciful because of Jah Jesus Christ. He put more mercy into me because of him. So, and you don't want to worship him, and you don't want to call on his name, Come on. He is our Father. He is the creator of this planet. People say all these other things. No, it has no power. People, like my brother said, thousands and millions in ancient Persia, known as Iran, Iraq, Turkey, are coming to this Lord Jesus. They're Muslims, they're whatever, Hindus, I don't care what religion, they are coming. They're seeing the power. They're seeing the power. In Africa, they're seeing the power. They're seeing them. In America, they're kind of coming. You're kind of asleep because you know why? You have everything. You have the wealth. So you're caught up temporarily in your wealth, just like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eva at Tivadom, and Laiva, the correct name, but Adam and Eve, let's say it, they were caught up in the glory of what they were around you. They didn't need the Christ light. They saw the glory of Jesus. They saw the glory of Jehovah, Lord Jehovah. They saw all the cherubim and the angels. They were living in paradise. They had angels all around them serving them. Hey, I don't need this Christ light. That's what America is today. You have all the riches. You have cars. You have the technology. You basically, you kick God out. You got television. You got concerts. You got all this stuff. You don't need the Holy Spirit. You think. That's the problem. The problem is you have it too good. Now, these other nations, they don't have it like that. They're dealing with, especially in Africa, all this witchcraft and voodoo and all hoodoo and all that. They see the power of coming out. They're getting happy. They praise all day, all night in those revivals because they see it. They've been through something. They've seen the power. They've seen how a mermaid could be transformed. Figure into a human being right on the stage. That Jesus' holy power is showing that. Now, when you see some power like that, that they're changing to a human being, when you get excited, yes, you would. When you was in darkness, they see the power, they're coming to life, you know, and all over the world. But America can wake up to it. It will be a day that you will, when you won't have this. You will wake up real quick. And it's sad to say, you have to have something like that to help. Just like the brothers down there and over there that came, the gang members. It had to be, and they changed through the Christ light, through Jesus Christ, Ghost Holy. They were going to shoot the policeman, but then they changed their mind to serve the policeman. Now, that's a power. That's the power of the Ghost Holy. That's not nothing to just say, it just did it by coincidence. No. The power of the Ghost Holy can turn your thought pattern all the way around. It's a power. It's not so much just saying, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesusi. It's the power behind it. And you got to get into the power and to the Spirit of the living God, the living God, the Ghost Holy within you. That's the power. That's why our university is Son of God, Son, S-U-N, the power, the light, the energy. It's an energy. People don't like that. Oh, energy, well, you talking something else. No, it's energy, basically. Everybody wants energy. I mean, you ask anybody. They have energy drinks. They have this. People are seeking for energy. They need the energy. You want the energy? Get the Ghost Holy. The Ghost Holy will energize your body. It will atomize your body. It'll turn you to youthness. You want the fountain of youth? The Ghost Holy. Use the Ghost Holy. It's there. It loves body beings. It loves your body. It wants to get into your body. It's knocking at your door of your consciousness. Jesus is knocking at the consciousness of your door. He wants to come in, but you have to let him in. See, you're the key of letting him in. You have to want it. If you don't want it, it's not going to just happen. It just don't happen. You have to have the desire. And then with the desire, things will happen. That's in anything in life. You have the desire. If you want to desire to become something, you have to desire. And through that desire and that frequency, you keep going. It happens. The same thing with spirituality. You have to have desire. You can't just say, oh, I believe in Jesus, and that's it. He died for my sins, and that's it. No. That's it. That's why the church has problems. Why do you think the churches, people all say, the pastor, I go to America all the time. And, you know, sweetie, he has the nerve to say he was a Christian. I hear that all the time. You guys are getting a bad riot. He's a Christian. He's doing this. He's talking about he's a Christian. He carries around a 45-pound Bible, and he said he's a Christian, and he's doing this to me. And he's taking the smoke of the boo. And he's telling, I hear this all the time. Get yourself together. Get yourself with the Ghost Holy, because then you have the power to resist this. Because people are noticing with you. They say, I don't want to be of that religion because you guys are not living the life. Why? You don't have the Ghost Holy. You're missing the important ingredient of the Ghost Holy, Jah Jesus Spirit. It's named Jah Jesus, the power. You're missing that. When you miss that, you have nothing. You can do nothing without me. The scripture says that. You can do nothing. Nothing. Your jobs, your marriage, nothing without the power. You can sit up there and say all this all day. Talk about some foreign gods or whatever. If you ain't into worshiping Jah Jesus, you're a deadbeat. Let's say it right out. You are a deadbeat because you're not into Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus is the true God. Don't listen to what I say. Try it for yourself. That's why millions all over the world are coming to it, because Jah Jesus is a power. It's a power beyond reckoning. It's so much of a power. It's a loving power. It has wisdom. It has knowledge. It has understanding. It's an intelligence that flows through you as you be still and know that I am God. And as you do that, you feel the power. You feel the love. Some people say God's not a feeling. He is definitely a feeling. When you get the Holy Ghost, it's really a feeling. Because when the Holy Ghost make you feel, you want to feel something? I knew the slang used to say, you feel me? You feel me? Yeah, you can feel me through the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is a feeling. It's a feeling beyond reckoning. You feel it all through your being. You'll start to love your wife more. You'll start to send out love more. Everything in your life becomes amplified because you have the Ghost Holy. You want to feel good. You want to have love. You can't have love without the Ghost Holy. You can say Jesus. You can say all this stuff. But without the Ghost Holy, you can't love. You can't do anything without it. You can be in a church and you can say Jesus, you can say all those dear prayers, you can say all this stuff, but without the Ghost Holy, nothing is going to happen. You wonder why nothing has happened? You wonder why all this negative stuff is happening? You don't have the Ghost Holy for protection. The Ghost Holy will protect you from all negative spirits. All those negative spirits that come around you, your mind trouble, you know why? You don't have the Ghost Holy. You have negative spirits coming trying to visit you, all these people saying they're from Mars and all this trying to think. You don't have the Ghost Holy. You say, in the name of Jesus, that negative force has to leave. It has to leave. If you wanted to leave, it will leave. Remember, you're the power around here through the power of the Ghost Holy within you. You say the name, it has to activate. If it doesn't, something is wrong. You're not living the life, something is wrong, or you don't really mean it. But if you're in it and you mean it, it works every time. Every time it's going to work, but you have to activate it. Don't believe what I say or my brother say. You do it. We want you to do it. We don't want you to hear our testimony all the time and say what this is, and you feel real good through the program. Then you get off. Then after that, you go back to your same life. Activate the principles of Jah Jesus. Live the principles of Jah Jesus. And then as you live, you will see, my loving brothers and sisters, Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. Yes, indeed, sweetheart. You know, and my brother was speaking about the vital energy in the book of St. John, 4th chapter, verse 24, and the glory to Jesus version. It says, God is eternal, vibrant energy, and they that worship this energy in spirit and truth. And the Saint King James Version says, God is spirit, and they that worship the Father, they worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Energy is vibrant spirit. When the creation of the world happened back in the day, and God said, let there be light, it said the Spirit of God, which is the vital energy, the Holy Spirit moved on the face of the waters, moved over the face of the deep. That is eternal energy. That is almighty energy. It is the spirit and light of the universe. Energy is not negative unless you're working with dark negative energy. Energy originally comes from the Almighty, the creator of the universe. Energy vibrates. See, God is not a man sitting up in heaven eating a host of cupcakes. God is vital energy. And so the glorious fireballs that they formed their glorious celestial bodies was out of the fire of energy, the Holy Spirit, the ancient Holy Spirit fire. When Colton Burpo was caught up in the heavens when he was 3 years old in 2003, I believe, or 2004, somewhere between up and there, and he said, I saw God Almighty, and I saw Jesus sitting beside him, and I saw the angels, and I saw the blue Holy Spirit. He saw the blue Holy Spirit vibrant energy pulsating, and that was in front of the throne of God. And in the great scriptures in the Pearl of Great Price, the Doctrines and Covenants, Annemie Skyrim's book, it says, and the light of Christ sitteth upon the throne of Almighty God. The light of Christ is not only in the earth, it's in the heavens and on the earth. You see, sweethearts, this omnipresent is very important. It's in the book of Jeremiah, 23rd chapter, verse 23, 24. Can anyone hide himself from me, says the Lord Yahweh, and do not I see him? Can any keep secret thoughts away from me? For behold, I, Yahweh, I feel, F-I-L-L, I feel the heavens and the earth. Look at that. That's a powerful God. Not all that God energy is vibrating in the heavens and on earth and in every planet. It's verified in the book of Hebrews. It says, and the worlds were framed by the light of Christ. And the King James Version says the worlds were framed by the Word of God. What is the Word? The light of Christ. Who became the human Word? The Lord Jesus Christ. So I said, you can't get away from it. All that vital energy has formed the worlds and is still creating worlds. And then it's like we progress, we evolve into the truth and the light, and it's time for the canon, baby, because, sweethearts, our time is far spent. And we're so thankful that you enjoyed the program, and we pray that you would just continue to live the laws of the universe. Continue to live the sacred life of what we told you, Christ Jesus inside of you. This is real. It's a thrill. It just cannot be fabricated. It's original from the Lord and Savior, God Jesus Christ. Pray to him now. Ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins. If you're tired of a rugged life, a hellish life, a suicidal condition, pray to Jesus, my friend. Turn to Jesus the Christ. Jesus, the living Christ, will hear you and is able and ready, super ready, to forgive you and transform you and bring you into the joy of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. The light of Christ is with you. The Lord Jesus Christ lifts his countenance upon you, and may the light of Jesus Christ shine upon you and in your being, now and forever. Amen. Jesus, baby.